It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Sunday morning. We are grateful for God saving us and having mercy upon us, and as I said, a multitude of times, giving us the free gift of eternal life. I'm glad, thank God, I already have. I'm not looking forward to having eternal life. I already have it. Not that I'm boasting about it. There's nothing good about me. The good part's Jesus. I'm glad that the Bible said, for by grace, as an unmerited favor, are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. You can't merit salvation. You don't deserve salvation. If I got what I had coming, I'd have went to hell a long time ago. But I'm glad God, who is rich in mercy, with the great love wherewith He loved me, Jesus died on my behalf. He that knew no sin, that's Jesus, became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I've been made righteous, right in the sight of God Almighty, because I accepted, I received, I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and took Him as my personal Savior. He done something inside of me, changed the outside of me, and I've been in newness of life for over 4 to 6 wonderful years. I should have went to hell a long time ago, but God had mercy upon me, a sinner. The psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and did him out of all his trouble. I'm glad, thank God, He gave me without price and without money a drink out of a well of living water, and I can truthfully say I've never thirsted again. That is for the world. I don't have the love of the world in me. I've got the love of the Father in me. Thank God for that. He transplanted, of course, and operated on my heart. Gave me a new nature, divine nature. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Without price and without money, I got me a drink. Thank God, out of a well of living water. And that living water, of course, that well is the Holy Spirit of God. He's alive in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who redeemed me, saved me, and gave me eternal life. And if you're not saved this morning, my prayer to God for you is that you will be saved, and beloved, you'll be born again. The Bible said, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. The only way to get from earth to heaven and go to heaven and spend forever with the Lord Jesus and a place of eternity and tranquility, peace and happiness and joy, where there be no pain, no sorrow, no suffering, all the former things to be done away with. If you want to go to be live with Him in heaven for itself, in heaven itself forever, you have to experience the new birth. Jesus said, you've got to be born again. We're not talking about another fleshly birth. We're talking about a spiritual birth. We're talking about the Lord from heaven. He's got to be born in you. Now, I always knew who Jesus was, far back as I can remember, as a little boy. I tell it a lot because most folk need to understand what I'm saying. Beloved, you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that's wonderful, but I want to ask you another question. Have you believed on Him? Have you received Him? Have you gave up yourself? Have you repented of your sin? Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Now, most folks know who Jesus is, whether they've had the Word of God, they've heard about Him, they know there's something special about His name, they know that He's in their hearts, and He's the Son of God, but they don't know Him as their personal Savior, so they're not saved. You've got to believe on Him, receive Him. That means you must give up your will, surrender your will to the will of God, and come to Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, and calling on God for forgiveness of your sins. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, that's not tongue in cheek. That's with the heart. The Bible said, for the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Not tongue in cheek, mind in mouth. Beloved, it's not a mind salvation. It's not a mouth salvation. It's a heart. Felt no soul salvation, and when you get born again, He puts in you, thank God, a new heart, a new nature, a divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He operates on you. The Bible said the operation of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And how can he hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Salvation is a gift of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Works got nothing to do, brother. You going to heaven. The work was done at Calvary. The price was paid. The way was made. And Jesus, thank God, sacrificed Himself on our behalf for our sins. He that knew no sin became sin, thank God, for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. He died the death of a sinner, yet He knew no sin, but became sin. Now listen to this, that we might be saved. We might have the free gift of eternal life. There is another name under heaven given among men for all the world. Thank God, must be saved. He's the only name, the only way. He is the way. There's not two or three different ways. I don't care what some folks say, well, we all got children as long as you believe in a God. Well, that's not so. There's not a lick of truth in it. They better get the Bible out, the Word of God, and see what God has to say about it. Beloved, there is no I beg to differ. We, beloved, we're all God's creation, but not all God's children. Those that are unsaved, unregenerate, the Bible said that they're blinded by the God of this world. The God of this world is Satan himself. He blinded their minds, lest the good news, the glorious gospel of Christ should shine on them. Beloved, they're children of the darkness. They're of the night. They're not of the day. They've got to be translated, transformed. They've got to be born again, beloved, and come into God's marvelous light. He must be born in them. They've got to experience a second birth. Jesus said to a very religious man, a good man, I believe, so far as what to do good. Of course, there's none good so far as the flesh is concerned. We all are sinners. But I'm talking about his actions and his deed and his attitude. He wanted to do what was right in the sight of God. But he was lost. He was undone. He was sinful and in sin. He knew he was missing something. He just didn't really know why to put his finger on it. But when he come in the presence of the Lord Jesus, he come to see him by night. And Jesus said to him, verily, verily, surely, surely, I say unto you, except the man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And of course, he began to ponder over what he said. He said, well, I'm an old man. How in the world am I going to get a second time into my mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said to Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I said, you must be born again. You must be born, he said, of water as a flesh and birth, and of the spirit, that is the second birth, the Lord from heaven. The first birth was an earthly man, beloved, but the second birth is the Lord from heaven, and you must experience that birth. That is, he must be born in you. God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it's one thing to know about him, and another thing to know him. I always knew about him, my mother, and still in my mind, in my heart, beloved, who then he was. And I never had any problem in doubting or believing that he was the Son of God. But I knew there was something special about his name. But I didn't know him as my personal Savior. I run from his presence. Any time I thought I was around somebody who was a Christian or a church, beloved, if my conscience was condemned, the last place I thought I wanted to go was the house of God. So I run from it. I run in sin and carry on like most folk do nowadays. And sin, drinking, smoking, gambling, and cussing, and doing all the things, beloved, that most folk just take for natural way of life today. Beloved, I lived in that for quite a while. As a young teenager, up until I was 23 years old, and then, of course, God dealt with me and gave me a place of repentance. My mother's prayers called up with me. The Lord didn't make me, beloved. They gave me a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I surrendered myself. I had enough of myself, and I gave up myself and said, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, I'm sick of myself. I'm sick of my sins. Have mercy. Forgive me my sins. And I called on him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Thank God I'm glad he heard my feeble cry. Beloved, it was feeble. I really didn't know how to pray, but God gave me a prayer. A broke heart. Listen, the Bible said the sacrifice of God is a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Beloved, that's all you need on your behalf, beloved, to get saved. I'm talking about to be born again. Be born anew. Be born a second time. The Lord from heaven. The first man, the Bible said, was an earthly man. The second man, of course, is an Adam. That's a fleshly man. The second man has got to be born in you. That's a spiritual man. That's God in you, Christ in you, beloved, the hope of glory. He'll save you if you let him. And you want him to, and you'll give up yourself. There's nothing good you can do to obtain it. You can be baptized 20,000 times. You can join every denomination, every association, every affiliation, anything that's religious, beloved, or anything that claims to be doing good or being good. Join all that, beloved, and you'll still wind up dying in sin and going to hell. If you do not know him, if you're not born again, that is, if he's not born in you. And for him to get in you, he doesn't force you. He doesn't skim over or pass over your will. Man's a free moral being. We have an opportunity, thank God, and a privilege to make choices. And folk make good choices. People make bad choices. That's part of being human. The godless world, the devil, has blinded the minds of the unregenerate, the unsaved. And all of us are God's creation, but we're certainly not all God's children. Become his child. Maybe you must be born in this family. You've got to be redeemed. You've got to be born again. He's got to be born in you, like he was born above in the first birth, an earthly birth, out of your mother's womb. You were born to whoever it was. Is it your earthly parents? And beloved, you are their children. And there's nothing can anybody do to separate that birth that you had. You'll die of that. No matter what you do, beloved, you'll still be their child because you was born to them. They are your earthly parents. And beloved, when you get saved and born again, it becomes God Almighty, becomes your heavenly Father. Listen to me. You become an heir of God and a joint heir of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have, when you get saved, an eternal inheritance that won't ever fade away. And nothing can do that. to separate you from His love. The Apostle Paul said there's no principality, no power, no present, no past, no future, nor anything, angel, life, nor death, any other creature will ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our love, the Lord. What a wonderful salvation. What a complete, pure, perfect salvation. The Bible said the spirits of just men made perfect. He justifies your spirit. You've been justified, beloved, when you get saved. The Bible said that Jesus was delivered for our offenses, our sins, and raised again for our justification. Justified, thank God, therefore, fully, completely, thank God, and eternally by God's marvelous, amazing grace. For by grace, you merited favor. Are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves? It is a gift of God. That's what God's Bible says. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, a real gift is something somebody to give because they love you and they want to. They're not constrained or compelled to do it. Love, they do it because they love you. They're concerned about you and they want you to have this gift, whatsoever it is, may be offered unto you. It's free. There's no strain attached. And so God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son to whosoever simply believeth in Him, not just believes only, but accepts Him, comes to know Him as their personal Savior, believe in Him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him, thank God, might be saved. He's a Savior. The rest of us are sinners. We're ashamed of iniquity and born in sin. A man is born of a woman was a few days and full of trouble, beloved. As a sinful, shameful nature, born in us when we're born. An inanimate nature, a depraved nature, a shameful nature, a sinful nature, beloved. It's in this corrupted flesh of ours. And because of that, the sin of the death is in your body. And Adam, you're all going to die. We're all going to die. In the flesh, you're going to die. Dust thou shalt return naked. You come in the world and naked, beloved, you'll go out. That is with nothing. You're going to die. And Adam, we're all going to die. There is no discharge in the war of death. But you don't want to die a second death. You will die an eternal death, beloved, in an unquenchable fire that won't ever go out. Where the worm will die, the smoke of the torment of a second death will ascend up ever, and there'll be no rest day nor life. That's eternity. God help you, an eternal, immortal, invisible soul, beloved, and you're going to wind up dying in sin and go to hell if you die without Him. Don't die without Him. He died for you. He sacrificed Himself. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever, that included me and you, should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son of the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him, that is Jesus, might be saved. The only name under heaven given among men whereby all the world must be saved. A must and a necessity. If you go to heaven, you'll have to experience a new birth. Now, I hope you'll get saved. You see, my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you is our prayer in His name. Amen.